That's right. It's time to play the Brewers Ticket Match Game presented by Oakwood Exteriors. To be a contestant, got to go to the Brewers Match Game board at WSAU.com. And on the phone with us is a man who has done just that. David, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right, David, here's what I need you to do. Use your powers of perception. Go to the board and make your first pick, please, sir.
Number five.
Number five. That's a pretty good square. That's Oakwood Exteriors, and that reveals the Cardinals. All right. Now, there's a wild card on here and a square for the Cardinals, oddly enough. So make your next pick, please, sir.
Number nine.
Number nine.
Wow.
Baseman shoe and clothing. Congratulations. That is the Cardinals. Guess who's going to go see the Cardinals play?
Excellent.
And the Brewers and the Cardinals. Congratulations, David. I was really hoping to be able to give you the consolation prize today, but that's okay. We'll save it for the next time.
Well, what's the special prize?
What's the special consolation prize today?
Well, do you have
a case of turtle wax or a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat?
David, do you have Facebook?
No, I don't.
Good. Okay, well, if you have a computer, go to Craigslist, the Wausau edition of Craigslist, and under the for sale in the antiques division, we're auctioning off, that's right, Tom, as a used talk radio co-host. Bidding starts at $1. So if you want, you can throw in and start bidding. But David, congratulations. Thanks very much for playing. Thanks really for listening to the program.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll get the tickets off to you as soon as possible.
You know, payback is going to be a monster, and you're not even going to see it coming.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? What? I don't understand. What are you upset about?
I'm going to have to give the people a lot of grief who found that old picture wherever they found it.
It's a very nice.
No, it's not. No,
listen,
it's not.
I'm going to tell you something, buddy. You actually are better looking in your old age than you were then.
I agree.
I don't know how you did that, but yeah.
Tom likes the way he's
the
aging.
The 90s were not kind. The early 90s were not kind.
No, especially with those entire windshield that you would refer
to
as your sunglasses.
Those were the glasses. Those were the style back in the day. Look at the glasses like Elton John wore. They covered his whole face.
So you want to be associated with Elton John, do you?
No, but everybody who wore glasses back then, or almost everybody, that's what you could get.
It's interesting.
Huge glasses.
It's interesting that you mention Elton John, because there was a publication recently of the best all-time greatest duets throughout history. And so we will now attempt to identify those songs as we jump into Name That Tune. Yay! I will play an excerpt of the song. You tell me the duet. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the first one.
It'll be Elton John and Kiki D.
There you go.
Kiki D doesn't even have a greatest hits album. This is it.
She had a few hits. Not many, but a few. She was an Elton John protege.
All right, according to the publication, I believe it's Rolling Stone that put this out, this is number five of the greatest duets of all time. Here's number four.
Ooh, this is Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush.
Yes.
Like this song. This is a good song.
It's too slow.
They can't all be sledgehammer, you know.
If you listen to this song while you're driving, your forehead hits the steering wheel and you go to sleep.
Oh, yeah, this was not good.
No, it was not a good song from a great album.
All right, here's number three.
Face to face. That would be Stevie Nicks and Don Henley.
I thought it was Stevie Nicks and Kenny Loggins. No? Yes? No?
It's Don Henley.
There you go.
Leather and Lace. And here's number two. This is the best one so far.
Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
So Stevie Nicks makes two appearances in the top five.
I think those male rock stars back in the 70s and 80s just wanted to be in the studio with Stevie Nicks. They invited her to sing on all kinds of things.
Yeah, I bet they did. Here's the number one duet.
David Bowie and Queen.
This, of course, has been sampled by everyone. But yes,
well,
this is good.
Of course, the most popular was Vanilla Ice with Ice Ice Baby.
This is that was a pretty good list. Those five are pretty strong duets.
In
fact, this, as heard in the WSAU Brewers bumper, going into the bottom of the ninth inning.
There it is. So you guys did very well. Okay, not you guys. Well, you got them all. You didn't give Conley a chance to play.
No, it's fine.
You didn't give a chance.
Name that tune. You're supposed to answer as quickly as you can. Well, I can name that tune in two notes.
I think you're just a little, you know,
I'm very
grabby.
Competitive.
Yeah, I think you're a little grabby with the competitive. That's all. We're going to have to add that to the list of accoutrements that are make you a good deal if somebody wants a used, slightly used radio co-host.
Tom is so competitive. He's going out to the high school playoff games today. I believe he wants to yell at the umpires for calls against his Legion team from last season.
Nice.
I'll leave the umpires alone today.
He was still safe.
No.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
Do we think Hillary Clinton will run for president? She has a new book out about her experiences as Secretary of State. And instead of a book jacket, you know, when they put a book jacket on a book, hers is wearing a pantsuit. Hillary said, she's given away a little hint, she said that her staff is now doing some internal polling, and I thought, oh, my God, no. So what got her husband in trouble? Come on, no.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.